Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Inilatag na ni Tresorero Josh Frydenberg ang ika-apat niyang budget na siyang tatakda o nagtatakda ng susunod na pampedral na halalan. Ang pang-araw-araw na gastusin ang pangunahing prioridad sa agenda, kung saan may mga pagkabahala na maaaring mahimok nito ang mga botante. Ang detalye sa reaksyon sa nailatag na budget sa ulat ni Ariana Lucente na sinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Alam na ng pamahalang Morrison ang mga balak nito para sa susunod na taon, kung saan inihayag ang mga pansamantalang pakete upang matulungan ang mga mamayang maibsan ang mga gastusin sa mga pang-araw-araw na pangailangan at buhay. Kakalahatiin ang halaga ng fuel excise tax sa panahon ng 6 na buwan na mayroong one-off ring kabayaran na $420 na cost of living tax offset para sa mga low at middle income earners. Kasama na ang one-off na $250 cost of living payment para sa mga pensioner at welfare recipient. Ngunit ayon sa Australian Council of Social Services o ACOS CEO Cassandra Goldie, kailangang magbigay ng permanenteng solusyon ng budget, hindi pananandaliang solusyon.
There's nothing in this budget that will lift up the incomes of people who have the least. We don't have anything to get people beyond $46 per day if you're a person who's unemployed. Whilst we welcome that we've got that $250 one-off payment being extended both to people who are on pensions and also people who are on allowances, if you're living on just $46 a day, that $250, it might help you for a week, it might just help you for two, but you've got to pay your rent every single week, 52 weeks of the year.
Di ganong natuwa ang Partido Labor sa mga inihayang balak ng Tresorero para sa sinasabing cost of living relief. Sinabi ng Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers sa SBS News na tinatakpan ng mga binigay na datos ni Tresorero Josh Frydenberg ang katotohanan ukol sa mga parang araw-araw na gastusin ng maraming mga mag-anak.
There's two sides of the coin when it comes to the cost of living. Skyrocketing costs that people are dealing with right now, falling real wages, that's why ordinary working families are falling further and further behind.
Sinabi ni Jim Chalmers na walang pangmatagalang balak sa likod ng inilatag na budget. Nangangahulugan na paraan lamang ito upang makamtan at mampanatili sa pwesto ang koalisyon matapos ang halalan sa darating na Mayo.
What this government's done is they've got a 6 or 7 week plan to get them through to the May election. They are incapable of seeing beyond that. So the difference between the parties, as there will be cost of living relief no matter who wins the election in May, the difference will be that we have a plan for the future beyond that, the government doesn't.
Ayon naman sa leader ng Partido Greens, Adam Bandt, nabigo ang budget sa pagharap sa mga problema ng klima, di pagkapantay-pantay at krisis sa pabahay at bahay.
This budget funds more coal and gas, locks in tax cuts for the very wealthy, and makes housing more expensive. There's over $38 billion in handouts to coal, oil and gas corporations, but no new money for renewable energy. There's $13 billion in handouts to the very wealthy to push up housing prices, but no new money for affordable housing. And people on low to middle income earners might get a one-off $420 payment, but billionaires get $9,000 a year forever.
Yan ang leader ng Partido Greens, Adam Bandt. Para naman sa Chief Executive ng Council on the Aging Australia, Ian Yates, magandang balita ang cost of living relief para sa mga nakakatandang Australiano.
Millions of older Australians will benefit from the cost of living relief tonight, including a very large number, of course, of aged pensioners who will benefit from the $250. They've just had a significant indexation increase in the pension, but that adjusts for costs that have already gone past. Clearly, we are in supermarkets and petrol bowsers facing significant price increases. that 250 will help with, as indeed will the 22 cents a litre in petrol, particularly for older Australians living in regional and rural areas where they need to get in a car to see a doctor or visit the hospital or other essential services.
Ngunit nadismayaan niya siya sa kawalan ng programa para oral at dental health para sa mga nakakatandang Australiano sa kabila ng napabilang ito sa mga rekomendasyon ng Royal Commission into Aged Care. Namumuhuna ng pamahalaan ng karagdagang 1.3 bilyong dolyar para sa kaligtasan ng mga kababaihan sa ilalim ng susunod na National Plan to End Violence Against Women and Children 2022 hanggang 2023. Ito'y isang positibong hakbang, ayon sa National Director ng Uniting Care Australia, Clerwyn Little.
We'll welcome the $1.3 billion package for women's safety. Women's safety, we know in this country, is still one of our wicked problems, and we need to solve that as fast as we possibly can. So we do welcome that tonight, and we welcome the extension of the escaping violence payment. We also welcome and acknowledge the one-off payments for those in our community who are really feeling the squeeze of the cost of living. But we do believe that a structural problem, such as stagnant wages, needs a structural solution.
Habang ang sa ilalim ng paid parental leave scheme, maaari ng paghatian ng dalawang carer ang kabuang 20 linggo. Ngunit ani Clerwyn Little, nakakadismayang wala itong nakitang ano pa mang hakbang tungo sa pagdagdag ng kabayarang superannuation sa paid parental scheme at ang kawalan ng karagdagang sahod para sa mga aged care workers. Ayon naman sa Pangulo ng National Union of Students, Georgie Beattie, ang pagbawas sa fuel excise ay makakatulong sa mga mag-aaral sa regional na lugar. Ngunit kailangan anyang magkaroon ng balak ng higit pa sa 6 na buwan at kanyang binatikos ang one-off payment para sa mga concession card holders.
A one-off $250 payment is not going to make up for a decade of neglect. It's not even going to make next week's rent. If Scott Morrison really wanted to help students, he would have raised the age, he would have lowered the age of independence from 22 to 18 so that students could get into university regardless of their parents' wealth or postcode, but based on the effort that they put in high school. And he would have raised Centrelink payments to above the Henderson poverty line.
Sinabi naman ng Climate and Energy Program Director ng Australia Institute, Richie Merzian, hindi hinaharap ng pagbawas sa fuel excise ang pagsandal ng bansa sa fossil fuel.
The government has left Australians hooked on foreign oil and done nothing to wean it off. Nothing on fuel efficiency standards, nothing on electrifying our cars, and very little on public and active transport. The fuel excise cut will be weaned away and wiped out within a few months at the current climbing rates of oil price increases. And that's if it's fully passed on to the Bowser.
Halo naman ang reaksyon ng mga negosyante. Habang kinatuwa ng karagdagang bilang para migration, di ito anya sapat upang mabawi ang mga nawala noong panahon ng pandemya. At sa mga hakbang upang dagdagan ng pamumuhunan sa negosyo, ayon kay Andrew McKellar, CEO ng Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, di anya sapat ang mga inilaan o agenda para masolusyonan ang mga problema sa inilatag na budget. Ngunit malaking tulong anya ang mga hakbang upang suportahan ang maliit na negosyo or small business.
So for small business, we think those are certainly very positive measures. So for small business, those deductions for upskilling, for training, for investment in digital technology, that's a very positive thing. And it goes along with the measures to improve cash flow and also to reduce the impact of compliance, introducing some smart deregulatory measures there. So I think on balance for small business, there are certainly some positive elements in the budget.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.